This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Arlene McMichael. Coming up, I talk with the woman who created the Oscar So White viral social media movement. With a single tweet in January 2015, April Rain spurred a national conversation about the lack of diversity in Academy Award nominations. The Academy has since vowed to make its voting pool more inclusive. April Rain is the MLK Day speaker on January 15th at Grand Valley State University. Welcome to WMUK.
Thank you very much for having me.
What did you do for a living at that exact time that you started that hashtag campaign?
At that time, in January of 2015, I was still actively practicing as an attorney, not in the entertainment field, however. I was also, as an avocation, working as the managing editor of Broadway Black, which is a multimedia digital platform that focuses on the highlights and successes of African Americans on and off the Broadway stage.
Can you walk us through what upset you so much?
Sure. I guess I was more disappointed. In January of 2015, I was a moviegoer, just like all of your listeners are, and I was watching the Oscar nominations on TV that morning as I was getting ready for work. And it struck me that year, and unfortunately that year is not by any means an outlier, but it struck me that year that so many of the categories, both in front of and behind the camera, the nominees were incredibly homogenous. There was not an interesting mix of people from marginalized and traditionally underrepresented communities. And so very organically, I just picked up my phone and tweeted, "Oscars so white, they asked to touch my hair." Obviously, is a very common reference to what Black women go through in society, where, you know, white women and white people in general want to reach out and touch their hair because for whatever reason, our texture or the length of our hair is so incredibly exotic and foreign.
Oh, okay. So you were trying to make a statement.
So it was a very snarky one-off comment. I finished getting ready to work, and I didn't check Twitter again until lunchtime. And I checked in and found out that the hashtag was trending internationally, which was definitely a surprise. And there were jokes being made about the hashtag because I was being sarcastic in my one little tweet, and so that's how people took it. It wasn't until a couple of days later when we had a very much more interesting discussion about the issues of diversity and inclusion, at that time about the Oscars, but the conversation now has broadened to the entertainment industry as a whole.
And then I believe it was, in 2017... that it really kind of came to a head. Stars were saying they were going to boycott it, they weren't going to go to the Academy Awards, and so on and so forth.
Well, I believe that Jada Pinkett Smith spoke out about boycotting the awards, but I did not see a significant push to do so. You know, we definitely still saw many African Americans and others from marginalized communities presenting at the awards, and some were nominated as well.
I just want to revisit what initially disturbed you. It's not only just that they weren't nominees of color and from marginalized communities for the sake of having them, but rather there was, in fact, a body of work that was worthy of recognition. Is that what you're saying?
Well, of course. There are always movies that should be nominated, in my personal view, that are not. Recently, what we saw with the Golden Globe Awards is that the movie Get Out was completely snubbed by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Now, this is a movie that is already being taught in school. The movie Get Out had amazing box office success, quite a bit of critical acclaim, and yet did not receive any significant awards other than a Best Actor nomination for Daniel. And so what we see throughout the years is that, yes, there are movies that should be nominated. And that's why what I talk about is not just the actors and the actresses, but the issue behind Oscars So White is much broader than that. So not it's also talking about who is behind the camera telling the story. The directors, the editors, the cinematographers are just as important. But the onus finally must be on Hollywood. So because the Academy, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and other organizations can only nominate quality films that are made, the onus must be on Hollywood to green light and create those films that tell the stories of the experiences of traditionally underrepresented communities.
I was just looking at your tweets after the Golden Globes, and it looks like there were some things that did please you. You were talking about Oprah's speech was the speech of the night. She was a Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement winner. And I know that you were pleased that Sterling Brown of NBC's This Is Us got a Golden Globe for Best Actor for a TV drama. He's the first African-American male to get that honor. You were pleased with those. Were you pleased with the number of awards given to people of color and marginalized communities at the Golden Globes?
No. And that's why I mentioned Get Out specifically, because I believe that Get Out should have been nominated for Best Screenplay, Best Film, Best Director. I think that Girls Trip was another movie that was snubbed. With respect to perhaps Best Actress and Tiffany Haddish, and also Best Comedy. You know, we see movies like Hangover, which won the Golden Globe in 2010 for Best Comedic Movie, and that was a raucous, buddy movie about a getaway trip. Well, Girls Trip is the same thing, a raucous, buddy comedy about a getaway trip. Girls Trip, again, was submitted by Will Packer Productions. It had an amazing box office. It was the movie of the summer and also had critical acclaim. It had 90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is basically the industry vanguard with respect to audience review. And yet it was also snubbed completely by the Hollywood Foreign Press. And so that's why, with respect to Oscar so white, I also talk about who the nominating bodies are. You know, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association keeps their membership roles very tight and close-lipped, and so we're not exactly sure who they are other than to say that they are journalists who may be from other countries. With respect to the Academy that runs the Oscars, we know a little bit more. And in fact, since Oscar So White began in January 2015, the Academy has committed to doubling the number of people of color and the number of women by 2020. So people like Melvin Van Peebles is now a member of the Academy when he wasn't 5 years ago.
And how do you feel about some of those changes? Is this enough change for you?
No, obviously not. I mean, we're still having, if we are still talking about Oscar So White and the lack of diversity and inclusion in entertainment, then these changes are, one drop in the pool, but there's so much work that needs to be done. You know, I will be holding the Academy's feet to the fire to ensure that they, in fact, make good on their commitment to double the number of people of color and women. But even when they do, the Academy will still be overwhelmingly older white male. And the issue with that is that we all need to operate outside of our own frames of reference. So when you hear people who are members of the Academy say that they didn't go see the latest Lupita Nyong'o's performance because they didn't know how to pronounce her name, or they say that they're not going to go see a film, like Selma, because, well, that's old history and, you know, and we don't need to revisit that anymore. But they will go see a film like Dunkirk, which is also, you know, a historical movie. It makes you wonder how people are actually submitting their vote, because very famously, the Academy does not require its members to view the films before they vote. So I have always said with Oscar So White that all of these awards, you know, Grammys, Emmys, Tonys, Oscars, and so on, should be based on a meritocracy. You know, let the best performance win. But if you're not even viewing the performance, then that says that you're using something else on which to cast your ballot, and that does not seem fair.
Are you suggesting, you know, people lobbying? People do lobby quite hard for their films. Do you think that that's what's influencing the Academy voters and, like you say, not actually watching the film?
Well, I think that can be one part of it. But some of the trade journals, like Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, talk to anonymous Academy members every year. And it is astonishing, the information that they provide. You know, oh, well, I just voted for this film because my agent told me to. Or I voted right after I read something in Variety, and that's the name of the movie that stuck out in my head. Or this particular performance wasn't that exciting, but this actor has been around for a long time and has never received an Oscar, and so it's time for him to get his due. Mm. Those are the explanations that were given. None of those have to do with the actual performance, which is what I think all awards should be based on.
And you feel so passionately about this work that you actually left the field of law to continue to pursue this type of work. Are you now the senior director of marketing for a group called Fractured Atlas? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Fractured Atlas is a tech company that assists with the services and business needs of artists. So, for example, what we do is provide more information and resources that artists may not normally think about. We provide opportunities for artists to rent spaces so that they can show their work or have an exhibition or produce their play. We provide insurance for them to do so. We provide fiscal sponsorship because we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We provide ability to sell tickets directly on our site. All of the business needs that actors, creative makers may not think about or may not have the resources for, we provide for tens of thousands of members throughout the country.
And now also, as a result of the Oscars So White hashtag movement that you started, you go on the road doing a lot of speaking engagements, and that's what's going to bring you to the Grand Rapids, Michigan area to speak for MLK Day. What will you talk about, and what do you usually talk about?
I really discuss many different issues, just depending on who my audience is. So one of the issues that is very compelling to me is mental health and wellness and self-care, especially for Black women. I also talk about issues of diversity and inclusion, which runs into my work with Oscar So White. But I think when I'm there, what I will be discussing is Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy and what we as African Americans and those who consider themselves allies need to do in 2018 and beyond.
Do you have a direct connection now with the Academy? Have they reached out to you?
No, the Academy to this day and in 3 years now has never reached out to me directly. And I kind of like that because it means that I can continue to be an agitator from the outside. You know, I'm not looking for a movie role. I'm not looking for a production deal. I am a moviegoer just like any other consumer. And I just have the platform to speak out on issues of lack of representation of all marginalized communities. Oscar So White has never been binary. It's never just been about Black people. It's about all those who have been traditionally underrepresented. And that means women. So let's talk about the fact that with respect to just recently with the Golden Globes, people who were nominated for Best Director of the Golden Globe were all men. Yet we had very strong directors this year, like Patty Jenkins for Wonder Woman and Dee Reese for Mudbound, just two off the top of my head. In the almost 90-year history of the Academy, we've had only four women nominated as Best Director, and only one has ever won in 90 years. So it's about women. It's about age. The fact that, older men are seen as distinguished and older women are, in these single-dimension roles. It's about race. It is about sexual orientation. So why is it that we can have someone like Eddie Redmayne be nominated for an Oscar for the movie The Danish Girl a few years ago, but we've never had an openly trans person nominated for a trans role? Why is Jeffrey Tambor playing a trans woman in Transparent when there are so many qualified trans actresses that could do the same thing? So it is all traditionally underrepresented community. Why is it that even when we have a good year with respect to films that reflect the Black experience, other races are still lagging behind? The Latinx population, the Asian American Pacific Islander population. So what I would love to see is more movies, not just during award season, but all year long, that reflect the diversity and the culture of this country. So those who are sitting in the seats, who have paid their hard-earned money to watch the movies, can see themselves on screen in a variety of experiences. That's what Oscar So White is all about.
Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the upcoming Oscar season, and it'll be televised, in March. Obviously, you're going to be watching that closely. How will you be expressing your activism? Is it through tweets, or what do you think you'll be doing?
Well, for the last 3 years, I have Twitter has been on social media has been sort of my mainstay. I do know that I'm going to be I will have a piece out in Vanity Fair about the Oscars right around the time that the nominations drop in late January, and then we'll have to wait and see what the nominations look like. But the best way to see what I'm doing, because I'm writing less these days, is just to catch me on Twitter, where I'll be discussing Oscar So White and related issues.
In Vanity Fair, will you be discussing issues, or will you be putting forth who you think the nominee should be?
I don't attempt to handicap races. I have never done that, just because, with my platform, if I speak out against one, then I get a whole bunch of questions. Okay, well, you like this one. Why didn't you like that one? Or how do you compare the two? So that's not the issue. The issue for me is always overall what the landscape looks like with respect to marginalized communities and how they're being represented in film and in the entertainment industry as a whole.
So your article would analyze the state of how things are in films right now.
I would say you have to wait and see, because I'm writing much less. I think I'm going to do two significant pieces before the Oscars drop, and that's it.
I don't
want to give away too much.
So one of them being in Vanity Fair and one somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But so looking forward to the Oscars, I realized that you said for the Golden Globes, Get Out, you thought was kind of snubbed. Moving forward to the Oscars coming up, who do you definitely think ought to get some attention in terms of best actor and best actress, in terms of people of color and marginalized communities? What would be some of those films that you hope are on the radar of the Academy?
Right. Well, again, that's something that I don't do. I think that there have been a lot of quality films out there, and people should go see them for themselves, and then they should speak out about the movies that they enjoy. So, for example, if you really love Coco, then you should be talking up Coco to your friends and family members. I believe it's still in theaters, and you should encourage people to go see the film. And then you should talk it up on social media. You know, you can write
Absolutely.
A blog post or just talk it up on Facebook, because that matters. And consumers really do have the power, and that's the way that they should exercise it, just as I do. All of that really comes down to personal opinion. So I can tell you that I particularly loved a movie, but because if I do it with my platform of 125,000 people, and as the woman who created Oscar So White, then that could impact what actually happens, and
I
how
see.
People are thinking about various movies.
So what you're saying is you're trying not to influence voters in the Academy.
Exactly.
Just more kind of bring attention to the fact that, hey, take this seriously, this voting that you're doing, and actually look at these films and give everyone
That's
a fair
exactly
shot.
Right. That's the responsibility, I believe, that the members have. You know, and we're seeing that a little bit more, and that's why it's so interesting that more people of color and more women are becoming members of the Academy. Because, for example, last year, four of the five movies in the best documentary category were movies that reflect the Black experience. That had never happened before. And it really shows that, and with an anecdotal information that I have from those who are now in the Academy, tells me that they are thinking about diversity and inclusion and Oscar So White as they're making the choices for best, for best performances.
Do you think that they ought to mandate that the voters in the Academy actually watch the films?
I think so. Because if they do not, on what are you basing your vote? How can you say that this is the best film of the year if you haven't seen it? I think that's a very basic question. How can you say that this particular man should win Best Actor if you haven't seen all five of the movies in that category? And the Oscars, I won't get too deep into the weeds, but they have a double voting system. So there's a vote to nominate, the best five actors or the best 10, it can be between 7 and 10 films now for best picture and, best director and so on. And then that is, you have to be in the actual category in which you nominate those folks. So directors vote for other directors and so on. And then when you get down to the top five, then everyone can vote. So I think that there should be more accountability with respect to actually viewing the performances that are being voted on. Because, again, I say with respect to Oscar So White, it should be based on a meritocracy and not a popularity contest. So if you're not viewing the performances, on what are you basing your vote? And every Academy member should have to answer that question.
Ms. Rain, thank you so much for your time and joining us on WMUK.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on today.
We've been talking to April Rain, creator of the viral hashtag OscarsSoWhite. In commemoration of MLK Day, she delivers a free talk at 1:30 p.m. on Monday, January 15th at Grand Valley State University Fieldhouse Arena. For links, go online to WMUK.org. For WMUK's West Southwest, I'm Earlene McMichael.